how debt could blow up the Trump economy. Donald Trump is pitching, as only Donald Trump can pitch, that a major economic revival is energizing America for a new run at greatness, and that he's the straw stirring the elixir. In one representative recent tweet, the president declared, "Our economy is now booming and with all I am doing, we'll only get better, our country is winning again." Trump's heady economic potion, however, is masking misguided policies that could leave those same businesses with a severe hangover from today's celebration. The U.S. government's huge and growing budget deficits have become gargantuan enough to threaten the great American growth machine. And Trump's policies to date, a combination of deep tax cuts and sharp spending increases, are shortening the fuse on that fiscal time bomb by dramatically widening the already unsustainable gap between revenues and outlays. On our current course, we're headed for a morass of punitive taxes, puny growth, and stagnant incomes for workers, a future that's the precise opposite of what Trump champions. By 2028, America's government debt burden could explode from this year's $15.5 trillion to a staggering $33 trillion, more than 20% bigger than it would have been had Trump's agenda not passed. At that point, interest payments would absorb more than $1 in $5 of federal revenue, crippling the government's capacity to bolster the economy, and constraining the private sector too. Contrary to the claims of the president and his supporters, the U.S. can't grow fast enough to shed this burden. Indeed, Trump's agenda on immigration and trade look likely to stunt that growth. More on that later. This is almost like climate change, says Mark Zandi, chief economist at Moody's Analytics. It doesn't do you in this year or next year, but you'll see the ill effects in a day of reckoning. Of course, America's fiscal picture was becoming unsustainable well before Trump took office. What's astounding is how much worse his tax cuts and spending increases have rendered the outlook, and how quickly.